Today on Family Talk.
And she said, well, does that mean you pray for people that have problems? And the chaplain said, absolutely, we sure do. And the lady looked at him and started weeping, said, well, I have a problem. She said, my son's at home today. He's dropped out of college. He's on pot and on drugs. We don't know what to do to help him. My husband is not interested in helping with the problem, and I need some help.
Wow, what a moving way to start our program. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another classic edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today we're going to wind back the clock and enjoy a classic broadcast with my dad, Dr. James Dobson, and Gil Strickland, the founder of Marketplace Ministries. There are so many people whom we all interact with every day who will never set foot in a church, and there's a good chance that the majority of those people are the ones you see around town or at your job. On today's broadcast, we'll hear not only about a great ministry to those in the marketplace, but through some of the stories shared on the broadcast, I hope that you'll walk away encouraged to reach out to the people you meet at the grocery store, at the bank, and other places throughout your day. Recently, one of my coworkers was sharing with me about how his wife had met a clerk at a gas station who was having a rough day, and his wife decided to bake some cookies, write a note on a greeting card, and take it back to the lady at the store. A week later, his wife went back to the store to check on her new friend and found out the clerk had read the card every day for the past week because she needed the encouragement. What an amazing example of how all of us can be Christ to the people we meet every day. Well, that's what today's program is about, so let's get to it. Here now is my dad as he introduces our guest, Gil Strickland, on today's classic edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
We have as our guest my good friend, Gil Strickland, who is the founder and the president and CEO of Marketplace Ministries. And it's just a pleasure to have him come by and be with us today. We had dinner with him not too long ago. And he also was very kind to invite Shirley and me to Dallas, where their ministry is located, and to give me an award called the Integrity Award for Integrity in Family. That meant a lot to me, Gil. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. It's certainly nice to be with you. You're one of my favorite people, and we admire you greatly, and we feel that we have a common mission to try to help families.
You had been in the military for how long?
Dr. Dobson, I was a commissioned officer for 37 years, but I was served in the Army as an Army chaplain for 22 of those years. And so really, this was the idea of where the ministry came from, was through the Army Chaplain's Corps.
All right. So you retired from the military, and the Lord had a plan there, and He laid it on your heart to start Marketplace Ministries. And I think many of our listeners may not know about it, even though it has touched millions of people to this point.
Well, we're a well-kept secret. That's exactly right. And I did complete a career in the Army and then just moved the concept of military chaplaincy over to corporate America. And so today, of course, what we do is provide a chaplain service to secular businesses as their employee care program. And so we do what your minister would do for you, or someone's priest or their pastor. But we do it for the great percentage of the American workers today that do not go to church, that do not have a pastor.
All right. Now, let me see if I get it straight now. You will contract with a person who has ministerial training or counseling training or some expertise, and then you make an arrangement with a business to place that chaplain in the business, and then that person does what?
Well, really, the individual is our employee. So today we have 1,719 chaplains spread across 36 states in the United States. Those chaplains are represented in 452 cities. Those chaplains are our employees, but we've got 900 of them who are pastors. They're actually serving a congregation. And then on a part-time basis as our employee, they're going into companies. And what they do for their parishioners at church, they do it for employees outside the church and people that don't believe anything or maybe don't know what they believe. And yet they're still people that God loves and they're valuable to God and God wants to have fellowship with them.
Now, what would motivate a CEO to make an arrangement with you to put such a person in his or her organization? How would you pitch him?
Well, the Spirit's got to pitch him to do this, but any man who is a Christian Any man who's a CEO and understands theology realizes that Ezekiel 34 tells him that he is to be a shepherd to his sheep. And so consequently, what we do is simply help a CEO fulfill his responsibilities. If he's a believer, he has a theological responsibility, simply to reach out to his employees, to care for them, to love them, to value them, to help them. And when life knocks them down, there's somebody there to pick them up and encourage them and love them and help them along the way.
Gil, where'd you get this idea? This is unique as far as I know. I don't know anything else quite like it. Where'd it come from?
Well, of course, it came from the Army. You know, the Army's had chaplains for 236 years. The first chaplain in the Continental Army was a Baptist from New York City, a man by the name of John Gatto. He was Washington's chaplain. And so from that course of the beginning of our nation all the way through history, there's been sporadic times where there have been chaplains in the workplace, even as far back as the 1800s in Charleston, South Carolina, and then early in the 40s with some of the companies over in that part of the country. But there's been a new revival or a new emphasis, a new interest in chaplaincy today in America. And we're adding about one new company every week somewhere across the United States. And these are not all large companies. They're privately owned companies, mothers and dads operations. Our smallest company has 10 employees. Our largest company has 42,000 employees. And right now we've got 300 chaplains assigned to that company. And we'll soon have another 100 down in Mexico and Puerto Rico. So we'll have 400 chaplains caring for their 42,000 employees, as well as their family members.
How do you find the chaplains?
Dr. Dobson, we get about 50 applications a week off our websites, but we also have personal relationships and built network relationships with every major evangelical denomination in the United States, just all the major denominations. So we have 79 denominations on our staff. The best way we get people is really from our own staff referencing us to somebody else that they can be recommended to become aboard with us as a chaplain. You know, when we first started, I said we'd never hire anybody who didn't have a master's degree. Well, you know, that's kind of dumb. But we look for people who have had business experience. It's very important that they know what sweat is. They know what blisters are. They know how people suffer out there in the workplace. And they know what people go through at work, both the leader of the company as a CEO and the integrity issues he faces, and then the workers out there at the bottom level, that what they all struggle with. We want people that know what work is. And then we want people who have had ministry experience.
Yes.
We would not hire anybody that did not have at least 2 years of full-time ministry experience to come on our staff. And then on the average, our staff, they've known Christ for an average of 30 years, and they've had experience, ministry experience for 22 years. Mm. So we've got a lot of good, wonderful people out there doing ministry and doing it and without the concerns of legal issues or anything else.
What a wonderful concept. That's why I wanted to have you here today, because it just is a much needed a function or role in today's culture. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about that while you're talking. One of the first things that happened in 1977 when we began on 34 stations once a week was this avalanche of mail with every kind of pain in it that you can imagine. We were a two-person office at that time and had just begun, having been a professor, and this was all new to me. And how do you meet all those needs? I started hiring people and training people for how you respond to these questions. I tried to provide prototype letters that could be sent because so many of the questions were similar. By the mid-80s, we were getting 100,000 letters and phone calls per month. And the letters and the questions asked and the things said have changed over time. At that time, it was mostly how-to advice with regard to families. Then, more recently, we see possible schizophrenia, manic depression. We see teenagers on drugs. We see their parents not knowing how to deal with them. We see a much higher incidence of divorce. We see just about everything you can think of that can go wrong. And so we think we can see evidence of the unraveling of the social order. You can see that the pressure on families is greater, that the problems that they deal with are greater. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more difficult to be able to provide what's needed because you just can't solve those kind of problems in a phone call or in a quick answer. So you have to make a greater investment in people. Tell me what you have seen in that 20 years. You also see the problems getting greater?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Dobson. And the number one problem is family and marriage and child rearing. That's number one. This year, our staff will do nearly 200,000. We do not market ourselves as counselors, but we'll do nearly 200,000 confidential pastoral discussions. That means people bringing their problems to a chaplain in some way. Recently, a man by the name of Tim Embry. Tim Embry owns the largest franchise of American lube fast oil changing centers in the Southeast. He has nearly 700 employees. Tim and Kay are just wonderful, godly, good people. He's a Catholic layman. Went on a mission trip, came back and realized that he was in full-time Christian ministry as a Christian businessman. And so he reached out and the Lord brought us together down in one of his facilities outside of Atlanta. A chaplain went by to see his guys there. They usually have 5 to 10 employees in each of those centers. And when they're changing oil and they're busy, well, the chaplain steps into the front office there where the people are waiting for their cars and just introduces himself, gives everybody a card and says, "We can ever help you, let us know. We're the chaplains for American Lube Fast with Tim Embry." And so he did that one day, and a chaplain by the name of Watson Swope, and Watson met this lady, handed her his card, said that, and the lady said, "Well, I've never heard anything like that in my life." And our chaplain said, "Well, that's what we do with Mr. Emery's company. We have 65 chaplains assigned to this company." And she said, "Well, does that mean you pray for people that have problems?" And the chaplain said, "Absolutely, we sure do." And the lady looked at him and started weeping, said, "Well, I have a problem." She said, "My son's at home today. He's dropped out of college. He's on pot and on drugs. We don't know what to do to help him. My husband is not interested in helping with the problem, and I need some help."
Oh, man.
And the chaplain said, "Well, what is your name and where do you live and what's your son's name?" He wrote this down. And he said, "I'm going out to your house right now. I want to meet your son." He goes out and gets in his car while this lady's waiting in her car, and she says, "I'll be there in a few minutes." He goes out there, rings the doorbell. This kid comes to the door who he had never seen before. He introduced himself as a chaplain of American Lube Fast, where his mother's getting their oil changed, and he wanted to come out here to meet this young guy and ask him how I could help him. Long story short, our chaplain got him in a rehab facility that was paid for by the county because they did not have any money to pay $150 to $300 to $500 a day to go to a center like that. So they got him into a center. This young boy has gotten off the drugs. The chaplain's introduced him to Christ. He's gotten into a church. His family's gotten into a church. And he has gotten back into college. This is stretched over nearly a year now. And that's just one story of millions of stories like that where families have been helped by a chaplain in a business.
Gil, this being radio, people can't see you and me, and they can't focus in on your eyes. And what happened while you were telling that story? You got big tears in your eyes. That obviously matters a great deal to you. This is the passion that drives your work after 20 years to reach out to people like that.
Well, Dr. Dobson, you and I both know there's a lot of hurt out there. I think sometimes those of us that are in the church all the time and we have some financial resources, and we have a lot of friends, and we've got loved ones and family members, that we really maybe lose touch in reality of what's going on outside the church and out there in the marketplace. You know, you look at what happened in New Orleans and Mississippi and Alabama, and that was a great tragedy. But I want you to know, and your listeners to know, that this is happening across America every day. There's people that are dying. There's people that are in great pain. There's people that have lost everything. There's people that don't have any faith. People that don't have any hope. There are people that, just like the guy on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, he'd been beaten up and left to die. There's a lot of people out there that are just left to die. And I want to tell you something. If we don't have people to go where they are, to minister to them, to care for them, to love them, they will never come to Christ, and they'll never have their needs met.
That woman that you told us about who met the chaplain probably would not the next Sunday morning gone to a church or sought out the help of a pastor or a counselor? Most people don't. Why?
Today, only 45% of Americans ever go to church on Sunday, and that's the least it's been except for maybe 1 or 2 years in the past. You know, I think that organized religion today does not appeal to everybody. You know, I'm involved in my church. I tithe in my church. I work in my church. We lead a nearly wed seminar in our church, but a lot of people don't go to church. But they're not atheists. They're not even agnostics. They're not mad at God. They just don't think they have a need or time to go to church, but there's still an emptiness in their heart. They still have problems. They don't leave those problems at home when they go to work. They take them to work with them, and that negatively impacts work. And so it's a great business decision to have chaplains at work, just for business decisions, which I could list a half a dozen of those.
Well, explain that. It is to the CEO's advantage to have help for families, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely. And of course, we're talking about having chaplains, but any kind of help, because we take care of not only the employee, but we take their employees' family members. And for instance, this gentleman I just mentioned, Tim Emery, you know, he was speaking, we spoke at the Yale Divinity School a couple of weeks ago, and this man was up telling about it, and he said, let me tell you the good reasons and what's happened in my company since I put our chaplains program in place. He said, first of all, we were losing money. He said, since we put our chaplains in our program nearly 2 years ago now, he said, we are a very profitable company. The second thing it's done, it's lowered our turnover rate. Our turnover rate in our industry is about 200%. Ours was 185%. He says, in the time that we've had our chaplains here, it's gone from 185 to 125%. He says, that saves me thousands and thousands of dollars. He said, the third thing it's done is it's helped implement a moral ethical code in our business. He said, our shrinkage, which is a code word for stealing, he said, our shrinkage was 2.5%, which is about $500,000 to $700,000 a year. He said, in the months we've had our chaplains program, the stealing has gone from 2.5% to 1%. He said, that saves us nearly $300,000 a year of merchandise going out the back door at somebody's stealing because we have chaplains coming into our organization. He said, what it's really done for us, he said, I think a lot that's happened goes back to the whole change in the heart and the soul of my company. It makes a great difference on the business side of the house.
What is the arrangement between a CEO and your organization? Does he pay you?
That's correct. We contract the service to his employees, and we volunteer the service free at no charge to the family members. So consequently, we have a one-year contract with a 90-day out clause. We don't have any long-term, lifetime, no-cut contracts. You know, they can let us go if they want to, but we have kept 76% of our contracts since 1984.
But they do pay you for it.
They do. They do pay us a fee for each of their employees. We pay the fee. We volunteer the free service for each of their family members. That's correct. Our budget this year is about $9 million.
And it's a 501c3.
That's correct.
A nonprofit organization.
That's correct.
Yeah. Are you able to meet the demand?
Right now, we've got 8 companies waiting for us to start. And we will not start those companies till we get the right people. We can find the right people anywhere God leads us to be. We found them in 452 cities. We believe that there'll be more every place God opens the door. He's going to provide
people
there.
I bet you there's going to be some more today. I'm sure there'll be some people out there. You know, I think of retired military chaplains,
absolutely,
people who are out there who are saying, what's next, Lord?
Of course, we don't hire anybody that wants to retire. We do hire people that want to look for a second career.
But,
I know what you mean.
But retired means after 20 years sometimes.
Yeah, I know
what you
mean.
Some of them are only 38 years old by that time.
And I'm just joking with the fact that we don't hire retired people. We don't hire anybody who wants to retire because that means you want to stay out and go fishing. We do hire people that look for a second career.
Well, you don't do anything but fish, do you? You got this so well organized, you just don't have to sweat it anymore. Hey, speaking of that, you are still a CEO and a chairman and a president and all those sorts of things. A lot of pressure on you, isn't it?
I laugh and say I keep somebody else from doing that. But, you know, this morning I was up at wake at 5:30, excited about being with you today, and kind of like a, you know, kid at Christmas time. But it's that way most mornings. I love to get out of bed. I love to, you know, before I get up, to pray and let the bed be an altar and dedicate my life to God that day and ask Him to let self die, just whatever He wants to do that day, and then put my feet in my house shoes, go shower, shave, and go see what God's going to do. It's really exciting.
More than anything else, Gil, what pleases you about what's happened the last 20 years?
Well, Dr. Dobson, that's very, very simple. First of all, that God has been glorified, and second of all, that there's been more than 40,000 people that have come into the kingdom because of the witness of a chaplain. You know, there was a young man named Michael Fitz down in Montgomery, Alabama, that worked for Mr. Emery. He was 28 years old, and he didn't come to work one day, and they called, no answer at the house. They let that day go. The next day, they called again. He didn't show up, and so they called the chaplain and asked him if he'd go out to this man's mobile home and see if they could find out if he was there, where he was. So they went. The chaplain went out there and knocked on the door. Nobody came to the door. He called the police. The police came. They broke the door down and found this 28-year-old young man had died with an aneurysm there in his mobile home. 28 years old and died. The eight guys at the American Loop Fast place were devastated. Here, their fellow worker, 28 years old. You don't think people 28 year old is going to die, and yet the one day he was there, the next day he was gone. That made a profound impact on those lives of those people. The chaplain went down there. They had a memorial service there. He met with those guys individually, one on one, visited with them, talked to them, and I want you to know that five of those men, young women, their average age in there is about 20 years of age. Five of those men came to know Christ because of the witness and the love and the kindness and seeking to just to reach out and put your arm around somebody that's got an empty heart. And you know, and a guy that's 18 and his buddy's 28 dies, you think, you know, what's going on? You know, maybe I'm going to die. So what, you know, where am I going? Is there something after this life? Is there more than just a few years here? And so chaplains answer those questions and they get a chance to help a lot of people.
Yeah, who am I? Why am I here? Who put me here? Is there life after death? Am I going to be held accountable for the way I live? Yeah. People don't have answers to those questions today. They certainly don't get it in the public schools.
That's right.
You know, where they're told that we're sort of a chemical accident, that we resulted from mindless evolution. Yeah. There's no meaning in that.
No.
There's no purpose. You don't know why you're here.
Yeah.
And you guys are in a position to provide that. And the bottom line is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's the same for our ministry. Amen. You know, we're attempting to hold families together. We're doing everything we can to strengthen marriage and parenting by the traditional understandings. We are reaching out to people. We're caring for people much like you are.
Amen.
But ultimately, we want them to know the Creator of families.
Amen.
We want them to know Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Dr. Dobson, if they don't know that, you and I both agree that it'd be putting a Band-Aid on a cancer, melanoma cancer. It just won't do any good. It won't last.
Yeah, Gil, we're almost out of time. I've got to ask you this. Suppose that you come and you talk to me about the possibility of cooperating together. And I'm not a Christian, and I'm not even a person of faith. But I see the need for something for my employees because they're going through divorces and it's really not good for my business to see what's going on. And I just want to know a few things about you and your chaplain. I want to know if you're going to twist people's arms, if you're going to embarrass them, if you're going to violate their right to privacy. Are you going to try to force them to think something or do something they don't want to do? How are you going to handle it?
Well, you know, Dr. Dobson, that was asked a lot. It's still asked some today. But since we've been doing this for 22 years and has never had a legal problem about our program, you know, no company's been sued because of us, and we've never been sued because of anything any of our chaplains did. So, you know, we have logged 1.6 million paid service hours to secular businesses without a problem and without a legal issue. We've been looked at by the EEOC, the ACLU, you know, legal law firms across the country have looked at. It's an all-volunteer program. They don't have to use us. We don't go in there to turn the church into a business. My faith is not to be used to religiously harass you. I'm not going to hurt you in any way. I'm going to help you. You know, bringing our favorite four-letter words to the workplace is what we do best. And those words are not words that you normally hear in the workplace, but they're the words of care and help and hope and love. And that's what it's all about.
Do you bring your chaplains together for training?
We do by regions, Doctor. We have continuous education every month. We have staff meetings all the way down to groups of 5 to 10 chaplains. And then the United States is broken into 7 regions. We have 40 divisions, and they're regional managers, divisional managers, team leaders, and area coordinators over every chaplain. So there's always continuing education.
You're still having a lot of fun with it, aren't
well,
you?
Well, we certainly are, and God's still doing a great work.
Thanks for what you're doing, and give my love and regards to Ann. your wife, and to your entire staff. And I appreciate your sharing your ministry with our listeners. I know that there will be people who will want to participate, or there will be CEOs who would like to have a chaplain in their organization. And how can they do that? Just very quickly, give us the website.
Well, we've got two websites, Dr. Dobson. One is www.marketplaceministries.com, and the other is marketplacechaplainsusa.com. So we'd love to hear from them, just love to send us some materials. And even if they just want to pray for us, we'd be deeply appreciative of that as well. And you've been gracious to let us be here today, and you have helped and encouraged a lot of other ministries, and I believe God's going to make your reward greater even for that.
Come see us again, Gil.
I'd love to. Thanks
a lot. Okay.
God bless.
All right.
Oh, what a unique ministry we've heard about today. I hope you found some practical ideas from this program that you can use as you're out and about in the marketplace. You've been listening to Chaplains in the Workplace here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and if you'd like more information about Marketplace Ministries or the Ministry of Family Talk, visit our website, drjamesdobson.org, or call us at 877-732-6825. God bless. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.